Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh. Gone fishing.
Babble, 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 babble.
There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
Bubble, dazzle, dazzle, dazzle. We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Gone Fishing Show.
We're good.
Okay, I know it's just me.
had that quick second pause there, but we're all right.
Yeah, and I had to turn it off. I didn't have my headset turned on. Okay, there we go. Okay, Joe, we'll introduce our guest today.
In studio, live with us today, we have a repeat customer. FWC Officer Green is in studio live with us today. He's going to give us some information about the snapper coming up. And I believe we got some diving. You're going to talk about a little bit some diving you wanted to get into today, too?
Yes, we have FWC has a dive team in the North Central region now.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yep. So, we'll talk a little bit about that today. Still waiting on Mr. Jeff Altman to show up. I got a text from him. He said he'll be here in 5. So, should have told him we had food in the studio. It had already been here.
The food's already gone, though. Yeah.
Officer Green brought in a nice pizza. We appreciate that for sure. And Rick Hale is with us, so it's myself, Rick, Officer Green, and Jeff Altman. I believe Mr. Don Taylor Jr. is in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, with his wife.
With his wife, and I think he's knowing him, he'll probably try to get behind that big desk in that house or something. You know.
And we want to wish Vic Tyson all the best. Vic, I kind of can relate to what you're going through. Had my heart attack, and we're wishing you the best on yours. People don't forget the heart attack's just the beginning. Then you got a month or two of rehab that you got to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not just a 1 month or a couple of months. It's about 4 months that you're out of whack.
Yeah.
And you can't.
We certainly wish you the best.
Right. He won't be back in the water for a while because that rehab is really important. And without it, you're crazy. Go out there.
So that puts three of us in rehab now. You, me, and Captain Vic.
Right.
We're all rehabbers.
Yep. And I'm just.
Mine wasn't alcohol, though. Is yours alcohol?
Nope.
Oh, yours not alcohol?
Nope. Okay. Yeah. Officer Green, it seems like we're having really a fight on the Southwest Florida. They're experiencing the worst red tide they've said they've ever seen over there.
Yes, I heard. I've seen photos myself of the dead fish out there. Yeah. Okay.
There he is. All right. And
You know, with the NOAA fisheries, that we finally opened up a weekend.
There's
going to be 2-3-day weekends. And NOAA Fisheries implemented this Amendment 43.
That's what I was trying to think of the other day.
To revise the red snapper commercial and recreational limits.
All right.
And so for that, August 10th, 11th, and 12th, it's going to be open. It closes 12:01 a.m. on August 13th. And then on August 17th, 18th, and 19th, closes 12:01 a.m. on August 20th. Those weekends will be available. So we hadn't had a summer to fish in a long, very long time. So finally it came this year. You're going to have 2 weekends that when still in the summertime to go out and catch some red snapper.
Yep. It seems like that.
And there's no hurricanes in the forecast yet. Right?
I know. Well, it's going to get dry here this week.
Most of the time it's been in September and October, and we've had northeasters and you know, tropical depressions and so on go by. And so last year I think they only really got one weekend. They were two scheduled, and one of them was a beautiful weekend. Then one was called off, and then the makeup weekend was just as bad as the one that was called off.
Right,
it was probably worse.
Yeah, and they never did give them another one after that. So I think last year we only had one weekend that they was actually able to fish. And the year before that, I think it was about the same. We were kind of joking last year that they picked those months because they knew the wind was blowing so hard those months.
Nobody would be able to get fish.
Questions I get all the time is, how come the West Coast gets more than the East Coast does?
Good question.
That's a good question. I know they've been in abundance here on the Atlantic coast. Mm-hmm. It's been, with, you know, talking to marine fisheries. They were just trying to get the red snapper to kind of spread out the way I understand it, to spread out all along the East Coast.
So we can walk on top of
them. Highly concentrated here in Jacksonville.
I believe that the West Coast gets a better deal than the East Coast due to the fact that the West Coast state limits go out 9 miles, and they can catch red snapper. Not as many, but they can catch red snapper in that 9 mile area.
Right.
And so they have just basically turned it over to the states now to regulate themselves over there in this Amendment 43. And so I think because the state, see, on the East Coast, we only have a 3 mile, correct?
Yes, and federal waters 3 miles on the East Coast. I know we had a couple, we had Hurricane Matthew and Hurricane Irma, which might have assisted in spreading out, some of the red snapper along the East Coast. But I can't confirm that.
But that's last week when the lady called in, she said one of the main problems was data. In other words, they didn't have proper data. And that's always been our argument, is that the federal government has never taken good data.
It's all, skewed.
And I've always thought that we turned over the reds and trout to the FWC for the state of Florida. They did a terrific job. There was many times that when we started out, when I opened my business, you could keep one red. And there was a close month or two, and you could keep a few trout, and there was about 3 months closed on the trout season.
I think it was like December, January, February.
Yeah.
That it was closed.
Having a local state-ran organization such as the Marine Patrol keeping track of it, they rebuilt it, and they're the ones who rebuilt it. The federal government did a horrible job in keeping track of really what the count was on the red snapper off the East Coast and the West Coast both. And now that it's going to go over back to the states on the West Coast for sure, and we're hoping that it's going to go back over to the state on the East Coast. Now, that hadn't been approved yet.
Well, now, I know in Louisiana and off the coast of Texas and everything, all these wells that are out there, and I guess it would contribute to social media nowadays, because it's probably been going on for the longest time. But when they're starting to blow up a lot of those old wells and everything, and it's showing thousands of pounds of snapper just floating on top of the water, And I mean, that's going to happen, but it's probably been happening all along when they're doing it. But social media now, it gets out there and people see it.
Absolutely.
It blows everything up.
Yeah.
All right, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Gone Fishing Show. Officer Green with the FWC is with us today. 102.3 The Beach. 904-296-2692 is the number. If you want to give us a call, you got any questions, 904-296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com. Check it out. Y'all stand by.
Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp. 757-1600.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, thank you for staying with us. And if you have any questions for our guest today, Officer Green of the FWC, Joe, what number did they call?
904-296-2692.
Okay.
296-2692.
Okay. I just saw that there's a new fish booklet that's out, and we haven't got it at the store yet. I've just first time I've seen that.
I think you said you just picked it up, didn't you?
And
yes, we just got it. It came kind of arrived late. Also, you know, we used to be at NAS Jack's office, and then we moved. We're actually on Cessory Boulevard, and eventually we're going to have an open open to the public. There's no date yet confirmed, but it, you know, we're over there on Cessory Boulevard.
We're at on Cessory. That's where I live at. That's
yeah, 6644 Cessory Boulevard. So, like, if you were going down Arlington Expressway,
you turn right.
You get off on Cessory and turn left.
Towards Pottsburg.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And that big tall.
On the right hand side.
Yeah, on the right hand side. The
that's where you're at.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, right, it's a lot of doctors and lawyers.
That's where I've been trying to get a find a place to launch my kayak there.
I think there's a spot.
There is a spot there?
Also, on the Red Snapper weekends, you know, we're going to have a lot of FWC personnel, biologists out doing surveys, and that kind of helps with, you know, getting probably another season open. And, you know, they look for the inputs of the anglers coming in, and, you know, they check the sizes and weight of the fish that they're bringing in. So definitely you see them out there, you know, let them check your boat.
Yeah, that's where we have a little issue sometimes when they're checking. They're asking the kayakers, how many red snapper did you catch? It's like, man, I didn't catch none, so there must not be any.
Who was it that called last week and gave us an app? Was it CCA girl?
No, the one before her.
The biologist.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, I'm sorry, yeah.
Kelly,
yeah, from Tallahassee.
Ralston, I think.
Yeah. She told us about an app, and I've downloaded it on the phone. It's called My Fish Count. It's an app, and you can get on there, and, I mean, you can just – put down what you caught, it's a questionnaire, all kinds of stuff, and you keep records and everything on here with it.
Yeah, and that's also helpful, too, that My Fish Count app Yeah, you got to sign in, log into it, and it's a very helpful app for those who want to see more of the season open in the future.
Right. Yep, because you can record what you basically caught and then send it in, I guess, and they can get the counts and everything like that.
Yeah, that's another data way to do it.
Yep. Called My Fish Count. You go to your Play Store on your phone, download it.
Yeah, all the social media gurus out there,
download
it on your phone.
Yeah, it's a good app to have, though. It really is. I didn't look it over 100%, but I opened it up, and I still haven't signed up on it yet. But then I'm not fishing either, so.
Yeah. Well, he didn't catch when you were.
Yeah. Hey, he does have a fishing license now.
I haven't had a fishing license about 31 years. So.
Yeah.
Shh, don't say that.
He bought it last week so he wouldn't get caught today.
It expired, but I'd been laid up, so I haven't renewed it. But I did renew my license. I'm good to go.
I'm proud of Joe for that.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, we got that Florida, the Fish Hunt app also. You can purchase, your fishing license right on the app. It's another app that's good to have for those who aren't aware of it. And it's got all the boating regulations. It can help you out with some of the, it's like sunrise, sunset. Also, it'll help you out with the salt water.
Florida.
Yeah, Joe has it. Also have it also.
I'm good.
Good. Everybody here has
it. Got it too.
Yeah. Rick?
That way I
can show. Rick don't need one. He's an old guy.
Yeah.
I don't.
Yeah, you're over 65. Yeah, just show your
75.
ID. 75. Yeah. Working on salt water, fresh water regulations on it also.
1948.
Right?
Yeah.
That's a good year.
48.
But yeah, I just carry my driver's license with me.
That's definitely a good app. That way, you can go on. It's got all the state regulations. It's got, and it handles hunting and fishing.
He was born in 48. That's probably what caused World War II in Korea, wasn't it?
No, that's actually what ended the war.
Oh, okay.
Rick was born. Oh, Lord, let's stop this. Here, we'll start a new one.
All right, what's going on with some diving you were talking about now?
Yes, FWC, we have a dive team in the North Central region here. It's originated from a strike, what we call JAWS, Joint Agency In Water Strike. It was a partnership with Florida State University in Panama City and Bay County Sheriff and Panama City Fire Department. And it's been very successful. We had already had a couple of call outs. And we're in the phase of doing a lot of training here at in different areas also. So we might go do some diving and training over there at Sheffield Park. They got a big lake behind there. And, so we have full face masks. We use a Guardian face mask. And we have the capabilities of doing, body recovery or, let's say, a large ship went down.
Wow.
Offshore, we can dive it, or, shrimp boat went down, or an airplane somewhere in Florida, in our region, we'll be able to dive it. We have dry suits.
Who normally does, say, a tanker goes down,
you're going to have everybody.
Yeah.
For something like that.
Yeah,
that's generally, Coast Guard will handle
Coast
stuff
Guard,
like that,
yeah. The Coast Guard, but yeah. It turns federal then, right?
It depends. We're here to support everybody.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody in a situation like that would be working together.
Yeah, in some instances, you're going to have more than one agency and be a whole lot of coordination involved in something big like that than one agency. We're an 8-man team. So,
Are you one of the divers?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I was a U.S. Navy diver, retired, deep sea diver and hard hat.
Didn't know that.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a Coast Guard man right there.
Oh, okay.
I stayed on the top.
He cooked.
I didn't go down underwater.
He cooked.
We did a lot of diving for the Coast Guard.
Oh, I'm sure.
Tennessee and Mississippi.
When the weather's too rough, for the Navy, they call in the Coast Guard guys to get in there and get it done.
Yeah, one time in Pickwick, Mississippi, we're talking many years ago where they used to have a lot of batteries chucked in the water, and these muscle divers were diving down and complaining. It all started back in Alabama. They were complaining about all these batteries being down on the bottom, and they called Navy divers in and to clean it all up.
Nice. I know John Chapman, isn't that what Chappie did?
Chappie jumped out of helicopters.
I thought he was like a diver.
Yeah, he's a diver, but they dropped him off out of the helicopters. He didn't go off the boat.
Well, they did that just because it was Chappie.
Yeah. They said they had to push him out.
Yeah, exactly. They just throw him out. But, man, that's pretty good getting down there, getting all those batteries out, because, I mean, I can imagine what that's doing to the environment.
Yeah, there were a lot of batteries all up and down Tennessee River. And, you know, we dive right off of the navigation aids and, you know, use different searching techniques to recover all the batteries that were left.
That's just amazing that we as humans. It's, I've been doing a lot of research on all the fish kills and everything. And
it's ridiculous.
What we do to our own environment.
Just thank God it's not going on up here. Doctor's Inlet.
Well,
they're saying the toxicity levels in there are like 10 times over what's recommended.
Yeah, I read that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are throwing batteries into the water and just loads of them. I don't know about y'all, but whenever I go fishing every now and then, I find stuff I just can't believe it's in the water that people have just discarded and.
Hey,
have
I don't no need respect, that anymore.
No respect at all.
Yeah.
For it. What's going on with the? Didn't they just put a artificial on the other side of the Fuller Warren Bridge? You aware of that one?
Yes, I'm aware of that. And actually, we did a train and dive.
Around there?
Yeah.
What's there?
It's not much there.
There you go. That's the right answer.
Well, one, the, both of the reefs. When you get down, we're talking about 12 feet deep.
Yeah,
and we didn't see any fish at the time. I think, and we took some samples, 5 samples each on each reef. You know, the rock samples, and gave them back to Dr. White at Jacksonville University, and a lot of the reefs have been torn up because of the last 2 storms that we have.
Really?
Yes.
But, I mean, these are giant chunks of concrete down there, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, wouldn't they just sort of spread out a little bit?
Site, it was a lot of rubble. And then the other site, you just didn't see any fish, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. That turbulence can be rough down there, man.
But you're saying the concrete was actually dissolving because of the pressure from the water?
Well, I think just the motion of the...
the currents and the current. I could see where that would start to wear down on concrete because you got sand and things like that beating on it.
Right. How about barnacles? Yeah. Any barnacles accumulating?
Yeah, we saw it's, you know, small barnacles.
Right. I'm sure not as quick as if it was further out towards samples. If it was closer out to Mayport, probably would accumulate a little faster. But
yeah, you know, that current runs really strong in there.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's even though it's shallow, it's a fast-moving current. Even when we were diving in at slack water tide, it was still – we had a strong current
and
because all
like
the runoff.
Are y'all having to tie off to stay in position? Or are you just –
We just held our position.
Yeah.
Wow.
With the
a lot
boat.
Of work.
Yeah, we didn't really have to drop anchor.
They just called Tallahassee, I need this for this boat, and I need this for this boat. And they sent it right to them.
Hopefully that's the way it goes.
Yeah. 904-296-2692 is the number. If you want to give us a call, you got any questions, 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Show in Jacksonville, Florida on 102.3 The Beach. Website is gonefishingshow.com. There is no G in fishing. Not with us, anyway. Gonefishingshow.com. Stop by, check it out. Y'all stand by. We'll return shortly after this quick break.
Yeah.
The Don't stress over a leaky or damaged roof. Just call Perkins Express Roofing. Perkins Express Roofing is available 24/7. If you've had damage from a storm or accident, there's a good chance insurance will cover it, and Perkins Express Roofing will do all of the paperwork for you. If you're remodeling, renovating, or building a new home or building, let Perkins Express Roofing's parent company, MCM Builders, do a free estimate and show you how much they can save you. From a leak to a whole roof, Perkins Express Roofing is locally owned and operated and totally licensed and insured. Your roof is one of the most important parts of your home. Trust the professionals at Perkins Express Roofing. Call 904-525-2277 or 626-2860. Currently hiring sales reps. Equal opportunity employer. Perkins Express Roofing says, we keep you covered. 525-2277 or 626-2860. State license number CCC 133-0452.
Make excellent happen. Only at New Balance can you get athletic footwear, apparel, and accessories with highly trained New Balance fit specialists to make sure everything is exactly right. If you're having a hard time finding comfortable shoes or have a hard-to-fit size, your answer is at the New Balance store. New Balance in Orange Park and Beach Boulevard features full-service sit-and-fit locations. Both New Balance stores have a full stock of running, walking, baseball, cross-training, and tennis shoes. You'll find sizes 5 to 18, widths AA, B, D, double E, 4E, 6E, plus orthotic arch supports. New Balance's state-of-the-art computerized foot scanner gets the right fit every time. Make excellent happen at either New Balance store. 10,095 Beach Boulevard, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Call 620-0483. Or at 1871 Wells Road across from the Orange Park Mall, open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 8. Call 592-7892. New Balance, athletic footwear and apparel for all ages.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
$299 a month for a late model car or SUV.
$299 a month.
Dream Wheels Auto Sales has late models for $299 a month.
No credit.
Bad credit.
No problem.
All credit applications accepted. $299 a month. Dream Wheels will get your loan done when others can't.
Got junk in the trunk?
Don't have it under your hood. Come to Dream Wheels on St. Augustine Road or check out our website, dreamwheelsjacks.com. dreamwheelsjacks.com.
Ramona Flea Market has exciting news. Starting August 1st, the entire flea market will be open Wednesdays 8 till 4, and there'll also be a farmer's market. Wednesday admission in August will be free. Want thousands of people at your yard sale or business? Bring it to Ramona Flea Market. Now open Saturdays and Sundays 8 till 5, and Wednesdays starting in August. People come to Ramona Flea Market for the great deals. Be there to sell your items. Call 786-3532. 786-3532. Ramona Flea Market, Ramona Boulevard near I-10 and 295.
Z, the founder of the original Tunis restaurant, and Robert Rucab, owner of St. John's Seafood Restaurant, have teamed up. The result is a new national chain called Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp features the time-tested recipes of seafood and chicken and more. The first Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp is open at 847 Dunn Avenue, just west of I-95. The second will be opening in days at 101 Monument Road, just off Atlantic Boulevard. Tip Top Chicken and Shrimp, the best you've ever tasted. Now at 847 Dunn Avenue and soon at Monument Road.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, Mr. Jeff, you seem to probably about the only one healthy enough to get out. We've been seeing some few reds coming in, very few trout.
Name's Eddie. He's been getting some nice ones.
But he's been doing it at night, hadn't he?
No, I think him and Brian have been going out in the afternoon.
Late afternoon?
Late afternoon.
Okay.
Avoiding the storms.
And
that's what's been killing me is, I'm not too keen on lightning.
I'm not either. I agree with you completely.
Yeah, we're definitely getting a lot of rain. A lot of rain every day.
Are y'all getting a lot of calls from people out in these storms in the afternoons?
No, we haven't got any calls with that's anybody. Good. Yeah, that's good. Nobody's been struck so far.
There's a lot of stupid people out there.
But it is a lot of storms, you know, a lot of rain. Yeah. You know, we've seen it before in the past.
The water's so muddy. I mean, everywhere.
Yeah, there's two things I'm hearing a lot. The salinity is way down, so, you know, a lot of the shrimp, they'll buy them at the stores, and by the time they get in their boat and start moving, the salinity is so low that's killing the shrimp that they're buying.
Yeah, it pushes them right out of the river. And, you know, you get so much fresh water in there. And then,
right.
Because just shrimp's a saltwater species, and they just kind of move out of the river.
Right. And the second thing I'm hearing a lot of is what you just said, that all the runoff from all this rain and like your pine needles and so on, the water is just
very
pure.
Tannic, yeah. It's like coffee in some areas.
That's what I'm hearing,
And then you'll be there and it'll be nice and sunny and you can literally see particles, just billions and billions of little particles just floating through. And I mean, it looks like coffee. It's nasty.
I saw Leon Dana, he had a charter and caught a couple of nice fish. But it looks like most of them are really kind of working their tails off. The captains are.
But most of your fish are coming, you know, closer up towards the mouth of the river.
Mouth of the river.
Because the salinity, I mean, over in Arlington, I went and threw a cast net a little bit. I mean, I couldn't even taste salt in the water.
Yeah, there was somebody on Facebook that posted something like the salinity was less than one or something like that.
It wouldn't surprise me.
So it was really low. And when the salinity gets lower, you're correct, they fish toward the river.
Freshwater catfish over by Crowley, you know. Nice catfish if you want to eat those, but, you know.
I've seen that also.
I'm not trying to catch a bunch of catfish.
Yeah, you see a lot of blue catfish coming up. That you normally wouldn't see in a river.
Yeah, I would catch those down around Ortega, things like that. But, you know, downtown, going a little farther south, I'm just not seeing, you know, trout and things like that. The bait fish, unless you're up near Sister somewhere, bait fish is almost non-existent. Arlington, I saw a couple little schools of finger mullet. That was down around Ready Point. And, you know, no fish hitting them, though.
You know, Cicero, you know, right by you guys' offices where I used to take my daughter fishing when she was no bigger than this. We used to sit on those little pieces of cement that are right there on the shore, you know. The one that she was 5 years old, I think it was. And that same piece of piling is still sitting there.
Oh, yeah.
She sat on way back then. She's 36 now.
Well, I grew up in Arlington, and when I was, I was real young, probably kindergarten age, and we used to fish off the old Arlington River Bridge.
Before they made it like this, where you can't fish off the new Cessory Bridge. You know?
Well, no, they had a, like, the old pier or the old dock there.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Or the old bridge.
Right.
They, you know, just cut it off and left it there, and I guess I don't know what year that finally got taken down.
But I mean, float fishing for trout out there used to be fantastic.
Snook fishing around there.
You probably got some good fishing spots out there, don't you?
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, now it's not like it was. And up underneath the bridge, you get up underneath that Cessory Boulevard Bridge, at half tide, man, you're lucky to have 10 inches of water under there.
Really?
In some areas, up near the shore.
Well, when we were kayaking in Pottsburg, we launched the Beach Boulevard, went all the way to Matthews, to the island, my daughter and I had to pull my drive up in the kayak, and I am in the middle of the channel now in Pottsburg Creek.
Yeah, that's...
I had to pull my drive up because I'm in mud, and I had to paddle. It's shallow.
Especially when you go around the corner where you got Silver Smith, the creek.
Right, right.
Yeah, that is really shallow in there. You know, the only time you can really get back there is at a high tide. Yeah.
And get out before the tide drops.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to watch. You know. Yeah.
Now, what area do you generally work?
Downtown.
Right.
Yeah. So So, you know, we can go anywhere in a coastal
so
waterway.
So are you on a boat or?
Yeah, yeah. I operate. I got a 28-foot contender.
Yeah. That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need to take.
I used to be over there at the fire station. They had some problems with the dock. Got some damages. And so I'm over at Arlington Marina now.
So that's old John Nooney's area is downtown.
Yep. Where,
yeah.
Yeah,
I live 2 minutes from there. If I drive real slow.
Like, since we're talking about fishing here, I think we were talking earlier, there was two major changes in the fish laws this year.
Yeah, we saw the sheephead went down to 8 inches, you know.
The 15, I think it was eight on the count. Yeah,
eight on the count. Yeah,
15 to eight. Yeah. Now, the size is still the same, though, right?
Yeah, I believe it was.
Yeah, 12 inches.
But the triple tail.
That's when we got posted.
Right. Triple tail size changed.
I don't care about that one.
Yeah. 18 inches.
Yeah.
Can't catch one, so it doesn't.
But when you do, that's a fantastic fish to eat.
Yeah, minimum size limit, 18 inches.
Right.
It still doesn't affect me. I can't catch one.
Well, I've caught one.
Right.
And
so in the next 30 years, I ought to get one?
Maybe so. Well, I'm the only person that's, I got Anna Crowder beat on snook.
Right.
I've got one
here
locally. Now, I went down to Sebastian and caught quite a few, but
I've caught three or four up here.
I've caught one up here, and that's it. Caught, matter of fact, a little bit past the Beach Boulevard Bridge in the entranceway to
old Jeremy Maychick's area over there.
Yep.
You'll get him in the valley, too.
He's the snook king around here.
Yeah. Around that area, he is. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, do you see a lot of people with snook around?
Only place I see it is Arlington River.
Yeah.
Yeah, that seems to be a good spot.
I hadn't seen anything over there the last year.
Yeah.
But, you know, hopefully it'll quit raining.
Well, I tell you what.
Salt water will push back up into the river.
Have you all seen snook anywhere else?
Valley, Palm Valley.
Palm Valley.
A few spots up there.
South of Beach Boulevard Bridge, Rick's talking about.
A little bit south of Beach Boulevard Bridge area. There's some back on the McCormick property underneath that little tiny bridge.
Yep.
Between JTB and Beach?
The golf course runs by it.
Caught some back
San Pablo?
Queens Harbor.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Where you and I went.
Yeah.
I've picked a couple up over around Dunn's.
Oh, yeah, so, Dunn's Creek.
Clapboard Creek.
But back in the creek.
Oh, we talking
deep back in it.
I forgot the name of the creek.
What's the location?
It's the two creeks that are past JTB Bridge on, you know, if you're
off
going
to the
south,
right-hand side.
There's one goes off to the right-hand side.
And there's a little small road there you can't get under with a boat at high tide, right?
Right. It's on the I think, McCormick property.
I want to say it's San Pablo Creek.
No. But you're close.
Somewhere around that area.
Yeah. Rick's having
another one of those senior moments.
Yeah, I am.
Well, I'll tell you in a few minutes. Just keep on going,
you know,
and I'll find it.
Clapboard Creek, you got Browns Creek over there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm thinking on the other side.
The other side, yeah.
Rick doesn't venture to that side of the world.
I do.
My dad lives right on Shad Creek, so.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's further up.
Yeah. I've never seen one in there.
Mm.
I would like to.
I can't find it. I'm going to find this now that you got me thinking about it.
Could take Joe a while.
Yeah. I just got to pull up GPS on it here and do it that way.
Well, good. You can do it during this next break.
Yeah. We got a break here.
904-296-2692. 904-296-2692. Sunny. 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah, it's sunny. 102.3 FM in Jacksonville, Florida. Call us live, 296-2692. GoneFishingShow.com is the website. You are listening to the Gone Fishing Show. We are going to take a quick break, and we will return. We have Officer Green with the FWC in studio today, along with Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah,
is it
right.
Jeff Altman. We got Jeff Altman in the studio. Rick Hale and myself. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
No matter how well-maintained your boat is, things still happen. Props get sheared off, fuel pumps quit working, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing for on-the-water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. Considering the average tow is around $700, a Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. That's BoatUS.com. Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call, 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
Okay, what's the name of the creek that's on the other side of...
Opposite the side of Pablo Creek?
Yeah, Pablo Creek. I mean, it's heavily fished
all
the time.
What does the winter get?
We got a bunch of stuff still at the store, I don't think. We used to.
Somebody calls in with the correct answer, they could probably get a pack of Gulp.
Yep, we got plenty of that to give away.
And they call in with the correct answer, I'm going to give them a Fishy Connection T-shirt.
Yep. Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah,
what
there you
a
go.
Deal.
There you go.
Okay.
Come on, people, get on it.
What is the name of the creek directly across from Pablo Creek, just south of the JTB Bridge?
Would be the one that Joe and Rick can't find.
Yeah.
Isn't that the darn truth?
Now, how are you going to verify that they're right?
Because since they say it,
because all of our all of our callers are honest people. It's like golfers.
They're fishermen.
They're
we
golfers.
Don't lie.
The golfers. Okay.
It's just like golfers. Okay. We never lie.
Okay, what kind of problems have y'all been having mostly out here? Have you have we been seeing any gill nets stretched out or any?
I've heard about that in the last week.
A week or two, yeah.
Somebody had pulled up a net or something.
Right, and I mean, well, you see much?
Didn't take long for that phone to ring.
We did do a dive off of Hannah Park. A little while ago, and where there was a net that they were using just about offshore.
Offshore?
Yeah, offshore, not that far off away from the beach. And but it's still under investigation. We did recover and retrieve a net.
How long was it?
It was over 40 feet long.
Okay, Jerry, what's the answer?
Is it Cabbage Creek?
That's it.
Cabbage Creek.
Oh, right. Yeah. We could have probably got ex-Google.
Okay, Jerry, you're going to have some Gulp and a free T-shirt waiting for you at the store, buddy.
Nice. I'll see you this afternoon.
Okay.
It'll be tomorrow morning because I won't be there till tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, yeah.
Okay.
So anytime after 6 o'clock tomorrow morning?
5 o'clock.
After 5 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, summer hours.
Yeah. Okay. Still got them.
Yep.
I got a question for you, if you got a second.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'm going to try to go offshore this weekend out 9 Mile.
Okay.
and try to do some bottom fishing, what size hook should I use and how much weight to get to the bottom?
Oh, gosh, you want a minimum of, what, eight to ten ounces?
Yeah, 8 to 10 ounces, probably 60-foot.
Or 60-pound test.
60-pound
mono.
Mono for a leader.
Yep.
And probably.
And what size circle hook?
Circle hook,
like
gosh.
5-aught.
5 to 7-aught, yeah.
I was going to go as low as 4. 4 to 6.
Four to 6. 4 would be the smallest, probably.
Yeah, 4 would be your smallest.
Yeah, so anywhere between 4 and 7-aught on the hook.
Perfect.
Yeah, and then a 60-pound mono on your reel with at least a 30-pound leader.
Don't know about that.
No? I'd do a 60-liter.
I would, too. I'd do at least 40.
What are you going to put on your reel?
I think I've got 45 on mine.
See, I got all my offshore reels with 60.
Well, that's because you catch those monsters.
Yeah, I know it. He does. Okay,
that's AJ material, man.
Hey, Jerry, that's pretty accurate what they just said, so that's good.
Hey, I got an armed officer in the studio. I will have him take y'all outside.
Yeah. Probably got a taser on the other side too. I didn't see.
Yeah.
All right, well, Jerry,
you got a weather forecast for this weekend?
It's supposed to be drier, is what
I
heard.
Yeah,
we're gonna have a dry weekend. Man.
But, Jerry, thank you, and we'll get your stuff together for you for tomorrow morning. Sure appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks,
okay,
guys.
Thank you.
All right, buddy.
It's supposed to be, according to the forecast, at least the last forecast that I saw, Saturday and Sunday is supposed to be pretty nice. Monday's supposed to be fairly nice. And I think through Tuesday before these constant showers come back again. But this is not the weekend for the red snapper.
No,
that's next week.
I'm going on the head boat. I'm going on the Majesty from, I think it's 3 to 9, 3 to 8, something like that.
They're going to do 2-day runs? I mean, two trips?
They're doing 4 trips a day between the Majesty and the Princess.
And the cost?
$80.
Same price, but you're only going
$80. Yeah,
it's normally $80 for a 10-hour day.
Yeah, and this is a 6-hour day. Well, you only got to catch one fish. Well, you need 10 hours to catch one fish.
There's other fish out there you can keep. Oh, yeah. You know.
Yeah, you know. Last year we went on, and there wasn't that many other fish being caught. It's hard to get past all the snapper to catch another fish.
Yeah, we're looking at today 89. With showers. Saturday, 88, sunny. 88, Sunday, sunny. Oh, partly cloudy, 20%. So 20% over the weekend up to Monday.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, all the way through Wednesday, you ain't but 20% on the rain.
But then the rain starts for the next weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. If we're going to get a run of dry weather, then sure enough.
How many miles out does the Majesty go? So I should be okay there.
Well, for that amount of time, you probably ain't going to go too far.
And then, And
normally it's an hour out, isn't it?
Well, it's still an hour out. It's hour and 15 minutes out. And then
so you'll have about 45 minutes to fish.
No, you got about 4 hours.
Yeah, 4 hours. So there's two of them going out and coming back.
No, it's a 6-hour trip.
Okay.
So you lose, you get 3.5 hours of fishing time.
Yeah.
If you're lucky,
yeah.
Yeah. Because they'll move once or twice.
Pull them up. We're moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pull them up. We're moving.
I've been out with them many years ago. I had a good time out there.
Have you been on the Majesty?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a nice boat.
Yeah.
Okay, Saturday. Nice,
yeah, they'll put you where the fish are.
Next Saturday. This is a week out now, so you know how it changes. But
gales
scattered thunderstorms.
80 miles an hour.
High 89, wind southwest 5 to 10, 50% chance.
Well, that 5 to 10, so yeah, as long as it's not lightning, you're okay.
Same thing on Sunday. Scattered thunderstorms, 50% southwest 5 to 10.
But 5 to 10.
Yeah.
Southwest? Beautiful.
Southwest, yeah.
So you'd be okay.
Yeah.
Be so
like Lake
talking,
Atlantic.
You know, now Monday picks up 60. Yeah, the rain picks up after next weekend. Not this weekend, but next weekend.
At least they get one weekend.
And then the following weekend is the second weekend of it, and I'm going to be out of town.
You don't care if the wind blows or not.
Yeah, I hope a hurricane comes. No. They have to reschedule it.
Hey.
Well, just offshore.
Enough
to kick up 8-foot waves, just so they'll have to wait another couple of weeks. Well, and I'll be able to go out again.
It's going to be nice. Okay.
That's why they did it in the summer this time.
Yeah, it is. It is really great that they did do it in the summer.
Yeah, versus October. But, you know, still, they could have figured this out, you know, a month or so earlier, you know, and know when they're going to open it instead of, like the lady was saying last week, you know, oh, we didn't want to have, you know, like a big scramble. Well, you announced it 3 weeks prior. That's pretty much a scramble at that point.
Well, again, it's just, in other words, you stated it, and I guess you've seen it. There are plenty of red snapper in North Florida. Is there not?
Yeah. The old cliche, a dime a dozen.
Dime a dozen.
Yeah, I keep hearing it. You know, people always coming up, anglers saying, they can't get past, you know.
Get past the snapper to get to a grouper.
To get to a grouper. I hear the same thing.
And I've heard from people that dive that, you know, you get these reefs and all that are offshore. They're not even seeing the grouper there because there's such high concentrations of the snapper. The grouper have, like, more moved out farther or something.
Now, what's the deal on commercial?
Yes, commercial is give me a second here.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, commercial is.
I think it's only 70 pounds a trip. They could go out and catch
one fish.
One or two fish.
You know, 70 pounds, one fish?
Well, I'm just.
It'd be a nice one.
Yeah. But you could catch one fish and it'd be hard time catching another fish that's small enough to be in your 70 pounds.
Yeah.
But anyway, for the cost of the gas, the boat, the crew.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know, 70 pounds, that's nothing.
It's nothing.
Yeah, commercial harvest open 12:01 a.m. July 26, and close. The annual catch limit is 124,815 pounds.
That's for the total.
That's total. Yeah.
Yes.
Now,
and that is it until it's met or on December 31st.
But they could close it beforehand.
Yes, whichever comes first.
Which will happen.
Yeah, if you figure with the amount that's out there, they're going to hit that quota pretty quick.
But again, you're talking 70 pounds a trip.
Yeah, daily trip limit, 75 pounds.
75 pounds, okay.
Gutted weight. Yes.
Okay.
That cuts out, what, 15%?
No minimum size limit.
Okay.
Still, the maximum is going to be 3-4 fish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, we're going to our long break. We'll be back in about 5 minutes. We have Officer Green here from the FWC. So if you have any questions or gripes or anything that you would like for the FWC to know about, have they irritated you? Well, we got officer right here, which would be glad to talk to you. So give us a call right after the break. And this is the Gone Fishing Show. We'll be right back.